This is HPR episode 1843 entitled, Some Bash Tips, and is part of the series, Bash Scripting. It is hosted by Dave Morris, and is about 21 minutes long. The summary is, a few useful Bash features that may not be well known.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, this is Dave Morris. I've got a show for you today which I thought might be of interest to some people, and it's about Bash. I've called it Some Bash Tips, and I'm going to talk about three Bash commands which I'm not sure if are as popular as they used to be. So you've heard me talk about this sort of thing before. I'm a command line user, and I have been using the Bash command line or the its predecessors for quite some time, and I wanted to talk about three commands related to directory movement, and they are called pushd, popd, and dirs, D-I-R-S. So I've structured my full notes. I've got some long notes here. Into a sort of basic overview section, in the assumption that if you're interested in this, that might be enough for you. And then there's a more advanced section which goes into more of the guts of this stuff, so you're at liberty to skip that if you want to, and I'll warn you when I'm getting onto that bit so you can fast forward if that's that suits you. So let's start with pushd. Pushd is normally followed by a directory name, and it just changes directory like using cd. But it does a bit more than that. It saves the previous directory and the directory you've moved to in a stack. So I've given an example of logging in, being in your home directory. I've typed pwd in my example to show that I'm in my home directory. Then I type pushd documents, and then I see a line that starts with /documents/. And what that indicates is that that's the stack, that's a representation of the stack, and the first element on the left is the directory I'm currently in. That's the top of the stack. And the second one is the directory I was in before, the tilde, that's my home directory. Okay, so it's showing it in this way, which you need to get your head around a bit, but there are better ways of showing it, which I'll come on to in a moment or two. So that's how you would change directory. You can keep on pushing and pushing and pushing and moving them about in directories, but when you want to go back to a directory, there's a complementary command, popd, P-O-P-D. This moves back to the previous directory. So in other words, it takes the topmost directory off the stack, the one that you're currently in, takes it off the stack and changes directory to the one that's now the top. So effectively the second one working down the stack. In my example, in the notes, I'm in the documents directory, I type popd, and I get a line that shows just a single tilde. And when I type pwd, I see I'm back in my home directory. You can see what it's doing there. The stack can be any length you want, I think. I don't know that there are any particular limits. There is another command which doesn't do any movement, but it tells you about where you are in this stack and things about the stack. And it's dirs, D-I-R-S. And it can display the directory stack. And when you normally type it, it shows it in that left to right format. So it shows the directory you're currently in on the left, then the next one down the stack to the right of that, and the next one to the right of that, and so forth. There's a nicer way of using it, well, to my mind anyway, a nicer way of using it, which is to use an option minus V. Minus V to the DIRS command shows the stack as a vertical list with index numbers. So I've given an example. My example was before I was in the top level directory. So I push D documents again, go back down into the documents directory, and there's another directory in there called subdir, just made for this demonstration really. Push D into that. So what I get back from the second push D is /documents/subdir, which is the directory I'm in just now, followed by /documents, followed by tilde. If I then type DERS minus V, D-E-R-S space minus V, then I see a list that shows 0 and /documents/subdir, 1, /documents, 2, tilde, each on a separate line and in a stack. So it shows it as the stack. And the top of the stack is the zeroth element, and it's the one at the top of the list. So the horizontal display is what's normally shown after a push D or a pop D, but you can force the vertical listing using the DIRS command. Okay, well, that's the three commands in brief. Now I'm going to dig down deeper and start talking about them in more detail. They do have quite a lot more features than we've seen so far. And what I've done is I've taken the man pages for these three commands and I have reformatted them to make them, to my mind, a little bit more readable. And I've stuck them on the end of my full notes, which will be available on the website naturally. First point is you can use push D to add a directory to the directory stack without changing to that directory. Use the minus n option to do this. So my example shows we're back at the top directory again, the home directory, and we type push d space minus n space /documents. Didn't actually need the /, just documents would have been enough because it would have been interpreted as the documents directory immediately below where we currently are. But this is just me being pedantic. So what we see in this stack is tilde, which is the home directory where we currently are, we haven't moved, followed by /documents. What's happened is that the documents directory has been placed underneath element 0 on the stack. It's been made into element 1 on the stack. So the next example shows push D space minus N space /documents/subdir. So we're still in the top level directory, so we're referring to the documents, the directory with the subdirectory underneath it, and we add that to the stack, and that gets put at position 1. So when we see the horizontal display of the stack, we see /documents/subdir/documents. Now I type DIRS minus V to show the thing vertically, and we see the same things numbered 0, 1, 2. Now the order of this stack is not the same as it was when we visited these directories by doing a push D down into each one without the minus N. Now this could be useful if you wanted to preload the stack without actually visiting those directories, but you put them there because you wanted to visit them at a later stage. Another feature of push D is that you can fiddle around with the order of the stack. Well, to be more precise, you can rotate it as if it's a loop. So you can take the element 1 and push it to the top, and that causes element 0 to go right round to the bottom. So it's a loop that rotates. And you can rotate it in either direction. This is done using options that are written in the manual pages as plus n and minus n. But in this case, n means an integer number, not the letter n. So you'd use something like push D plus 2. That means rotate the stack so that entry number 2, counting from the left, or as you see it when you number it with DIRS minus V, it gets raised to the top. And then everything else rotates appropriately. And I've shown it in an example. Push D plus 2 rotates things so that the element number 2, which we saw in the previous example, gets pushed to the top, so you get /documents at the top. Then after documents, if you looped round, would be tilde, and so you see that next, and after that is /documents/subdir. You can also use negative numbers. That causes the rotation to happen in the same direction, but it refers to the elements starting from the bottom. You might find this confusing. I sure as hell do. I don't think I've ever used this. I've certainly done all this push D business of shuffling things around in the past. That was the way I used to build up a stack of directories and then move about between them. Because if you do that, you don't ever lose them. They stay in the stack. You just move them into different positions. But the negative one I've never found was all that useful. This probably shows my limitations of my brain, but still find it a bit weird. So in my example, I've used push D minus zero. What that says is minus zero means start counting at zero from the bottom of the stack. And the way we left the stack in the previous example was with document/subdir at the bottom of the stack, element two if you're counting from the top. So minus zero means the bottommost one. It says bring it up to the top, but bringing it up to the top rotates the other ones down appropriately, if you follow me. So it's when you do that, you see the directories listed as, and this is using the left to right notation, /document/subdir, that's the one we just asked for to be on the top, then that's followed by /documents, which is the next one in the loop of documents, followed by tilde. You can't change the order. You can't swap /documents and /document/subdir. You can't do that. You're just rotating this round in a ring. I have to admit, I had never fully understood this. At least, if I did, I'd forgotten it. So, in preparing for this show, I think I've got my head around it now. I've shown in this example another option to the dirs command, dirs minus p. That simply lists the directories without bothering to number them. Given that the numbering can go either way, depending on whether you're using plus n or minus n in push d, then it could be advantageous to do it that way. There's no way of doing the numbering in the negative direction. Actually, it'd be fun to write something to provide that capability. Think about doing that one day. So that's pretty much all of what push D can do. Now let's look at pop D in a bit more detail. Pop D, of course, again, is documented in my modified man page. It also takes a minus N, where the actual letter N, which allows you to manipulate the stack without changing directory. So if we assume, I've refreshed everything, I'm starting at the top level directory now. So first of all, I'll do a push D of documents. So my stack consists of /documents followed by tilde. Then if I add into that subdir, as I did before, so I've got /documents/subdir on the top and then documents, then tilde. If I then do pop D minus N, what would that do, would you think? Well, the answer is, it removes, that is, we're not rotating now, it actually removes from the directory stack the first element, element one, which is really the second element, sorry. I'm not very good at this zero-based counting stuff. It takes away /documents, and you're left with /documents/subdir, followed by tilde. So it doesn't actually change the directory you're in. It doesn't change the top of the stack, but it kills the next one down. So I then show using pop D without any arguments, which we saw earlier on means throw away the top of the stack and change directory to the next one down, which was the tilde. So we're now at the home directory again. So I made a note here that pop D minus N always takes away element one from the stack, counting in the normal way, counting from left to right, whereas plain pop D removes the zeroth element of the stack. We can also use the plus and minus integer thing. So popd plus 3 means to remove directory 3 from the stack, counting from the left. And then, and possibly confusingly, popd minus 2 means remove the one counting from the right, two positions from the right. This is not stack rotation, as I pointed out in the notes, but explicit deletion. So I've got an example here, which looks a bit daunting. But all I did was create a top-level directory called test1, within it another directory called test2, within that test3, within that test4. So I just do a push D to each one of those in turn and end up with a stack of 0th element being /test1, test2, test3, test4, and so on down to the 4th, element 4, I should say, which is tilde. Okay, I won't read these out because you'll get so stunningly bored. And so will I, probably. So if I then type popd plus 3, what would you expect that to do? Well, that means take away the element which is numbered 3 in that DIRS minus V listing that I included. So that was /test1. So do that, and there you go. /test1 has been taken out of the directory stack. So then I did popd plus 0. That means take away the 0th element, which it does. But because you've now removed it, and that's normally the directory you're in, it changes directory for you to the one that's now become the top of the stack, which is test1/test2/test3. Then finally, in this example, I use the negative integer business. Popd minus 1 takes the element which is 1 position counting from 0 from the right. So in the stack, we've got test1, test2, test3, followed by test1, test2, followed by the home directory tilde. So counting minus 1 skips over the tilde and goes to test1, test2. So we remove that, and all we're left with is test1, test2, test3, and then tilde. I shouldn't have called these test1s and things. It would have sounded better if I just called them 1, 2, 3, wouldn't it? Oh well, seemed like a good idea at the time. Anyway, I do a DIRS minus V at the end to show you what's left, just to prove the point. Finally, let's look at the DIRS command in a bit more detail. And again, I put a version of the man page in the notes. And you've seen me using DIRS minus V to show the directory stack in this, what I think to be a more readable form with numbers. And you've also seen me using the minus P option, where it does the same but without numbers. There's also a minus L option, which lists the directories but gives the full path name. So it replaces the tilde with the explicit home directory. I haven't demonstrated that. You can, with the DIRS command, just clear the entire directory stack using minus C. It just drops the whole thing. But it leaves you in the directory you were before you issued the command. It doesn't move you around within the stack in any sense. It just blitzes it. Now, you can use the DIRS command to make it clear to yourself which directory you will get if you use one of this plus or minus integer options. And I've done an example here to demonstrate this. What I've done is I've gone back to the top level directory. Then I've gone all the way through this test 1, 2, 3 business again. I've just done them all on the same line, pushing in them all onto the stack. So we end up with a stack of all these directories as before, which I won't read out. Then I typed DIRS plus 3, meaning tell me which directory is numbered 3 on the stack. In other words, it's number 3 counting from 0 from the left. And the answer is /test1. And I do a DIRS minus V so you can prove that that's the case. So if you were going to type a popd or a pushd or something with a plus 3 in it, it might be useful to use that first just to check that it's going to do what you want it to do. Then I also do DIRS minus 3 just to prove that counting up from the bottom, or from the right if you prefer to think of it in that term, gets you to where you want to be. So minus 3 is 3 places, the 3 places counting from 0. So it shows the directory test 1, test 2, test 3. It's actually hard to say this. Hope you've got the gist of what I'm trying to explain here. So I hope I haven't driven you away from this rather than attracting you towards it by all of this witter. But I think it can be quite useful, and I've written a short conclusion here. Why use them? What use are they? Well, I actually started using these a long time ago, pre-Linux, when I was working on older Unix systems like Dex Ultrix and Sun, Sonos and Solaris and HPUX, HP's HPUX operating system, all of which were versions of Unix that had SH or Bash shells on them. And they did have pushed in POPD. And at some point, it was real terminals that I'd been using with these things. And so you just had the one, you didn't have Windows at all, you just had a terminal. So there was a non-graphical display. So there was times when being able to jump around between directories in this way was quite fun. And it was before the days of terminal emulators and Windows systems and virtual desktops and all these other goodies. So I used to be able to, since my job entailed often dealing with people's problems, as well as doing some development or system management or something, it was often necessary to stop what I was doing and then go and do something somewhere else in a directory on the system and then come back to what I was doing. So it was really useful to be able to use pushd to go to that other place, do the thing, find the answer or whatever it was, and then say, right, that's dealt with, now I can go back to what I was doing and do popd back to where I'd come from. I guess it's less of an issue these days. I personally tend to have several terminal emulators on several virtual desktops on my workstation, and in each terminal emulator I've usually got multiple tabs, and I'm in a different directory on each one, and I hop around between tabs and screens and this sort of thing. So I tend to use pushd in popd less, but there's occasions where I am wanting to step away from what I'm doing just to do something else briefly and then come back to it without opening another tab or something. And I find it useful to have that in my toolkit. So you might find it useful as well. Hope you do anyway. Okay, that's it. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.